Chapter 3 Theodora slowly rose to her feet as her fingers found their way to the lace around her nightgown, and with one gentle pull, the entire fabric fell off her body and pooled around her feet. I took a sharp breath and studied her naked body from head to toe, and as my eyes wandered over her bare form, I could feel my blood pumping south. The gorgeous headmistress was shaped like an hourglass, with full hips, breasts, and an ample ass. Her thighs were smooth like porcelain, and there was a small patch of dark hair between her legs. Her nipples were the same color as her rosy lips, and each time she took a deep breath, her heavy breasts heaved up and down.
"I'm ready, my lord,"
Theodora said as she bit down on her lip.
"I'm ready to obey your first command."
"Get on the bed, then," I ordered as I reached down to unbuckle my belt. "Lay on the pillows and spread your legs nice and wide for me."
"Yes, Dark Lord."
I quickly peeled off my clothing, and my erect cock sprung to view as I slowly made my way over to the longing headmistress. Her gaze never left mine as I slowly crawled on top of her, and when our bodies were pressed together, I smiled and looked down into her eyes. "Tell me what you want. My tongue? My fingers?"
"Your cock,"
Theodora panted, and her voice was tinged with desperation as she reached up and clung to my shoulders.
"Please, my lord. I have dreamed of it so often, and I cannot bear to wait another second longer. Even if it hurts at first, I want you buried deep inside me now. Please. Please, please."
"I love the way you beg, Theo," I purred before I sat back on my knees. Then I spread my minion's thighs open so that her pussy was presented to me. The lips of her entrance below the small strip of dark pubic hair were glistening with excitement, and I let out a primal purr as I took my cock into my hand and grazed the tip against her slickness.
"Master,"
she whined as her body began to tremble. "You are soaking wet."
"For you, my dark master,"
she gasped as her hips rocked toward me.
"Please, penetrate me. Impale my body on your spear, please."
"Yes," I hissed as I slowly pushed my rock-hard cock deep inside her silky opening. And as her warm tunnel wrapped around me, the room began to spin around us. "Oh, fuck, Theodora. Oh, you feel so good. You weren't the only one who was dreaming of this moment. Oh, you are so tight, white and hot around my cock."
"I was made to envelop you,"
she groaned as I pushed deeper and deeper inside of her.
"I have served you my entire life, my dark lord. Let my womanhood serve you now."
"Oh, it will," I purred as I felt my tip gently push against her womb. I was balls deep inside of her now, and her pussy was scorching hot and gripped me like a fist.
"Thank you, Dark Lord,"
the headmistress mewled as she threw her head back.
"Thank you for blessing me with your cock."
"Oh, and soon I will bless you with my seed," I growled before I pulled back and then drove forward again. The two of us groaned with instant pleasure as I rocked my hips back and forth. I slowly picked up the pace, and soon her velvet walls clenched tight around my throbbing cock. I wildly bucked my hips back and forth, and my breathing quickly grew wild and erratic. My body moved quickly, and the deeper I went, the tighter she wrapped her legs around my waist.
"My lord,"
Theodora panted, and her nails dug deeper into my flesh.
"Yes, yes, yes. Oh, your cock belongs deep inside me. Please don't stop. Unholy into Dark One."
"I won't," I promised, and the sound of our slick bodies slapping together echoed in the room. "Oh, fuck. You're so tight and wet."
"Oh, are you satisfied with my body, master?"
Theodora asked as I plowed deeper inside her warm and wanting cavern.
"Was I as tight and as warm as you expected?"
"Yes," I growled, and I slammed deeper and harder inside her. "You were thirsty for my cock, weren't you?"
"More than anything,"
she gasped as her lips parted wide open and she desperately gulped for air.
I've dreamed of this moment my entire life. Ah, oh, my topmaster. Oh, yes!
I continue to buck my hips forward, and the deeper and harder I fucked the headmistress, the more she screamed and begged for more. I grunted with each forceful thrust, and soon I could feel myself growing closer to an explosive orgasm. Fuck! I grunted as I moved my body with determination and vigor. I'm so close, Theo. I can feel it.
Oh, me too. May we come together, my lord. I want your thick cream to fill me up. Please.
Yes, I snarled as I snapped my hips forward and plowed deeper inside her sweltering cavern.
Oh, cool!
Theodora screamed as her body violently trembled under my own.
Oh, yes!
When the headmistress came, she tossed back her head and screamed, and she was so loud I figured the whole castle would hear her. The sound of her voice echoing through the chamber sent me into overdrive, and I exploded like a sweltering hose deep inside her hot, tight pussy. Her tunnel sucked me dry for every drop of cum I could give her, and my breathing was shallow and raspy as I tried to remain upright and steady. The two of us were greedily gasping for air. And even after a minute or two of us climaxing with each other, her pussy was still clamping furiously around my slick cock. And I was somehow still pumping my seed into her hungry womb. The door creaked open behind us, and when I looked over my shoulder, Vanessa stood there, gaping. Her jaw was nearly scraping the floor, and I worried her eyes would pop out of her head.
What's going on here?
She demanded, with her hand still on the knob.
Vanessa!
Theodora panted, with red cheeks and glistening eyes.
What the fuck? You and Cole, what? Come inside and shut the damn door.
Theodora growled as she sat up. My cock was still deep inside of her, and the headmistress let out a gasp and closed her eyes as my shaft rubbed along a part of her tunnel that she particularly enjoyed.
Might. No!
Vanessa hissed as she moved to shut the door. Stop! I ordered, and Theo's daughter froze with her mouth open. I took several deep breaths and tried to steady my trembling body before slipping out of the headmistress. She sighed when I slid out of her dripping tunnel, and then we sat down beside each other on the bed and stared at Vanessa. She was still by the door, and her face was pale as her lips trembled.
Come in and shut the door.
Theo ordered again, and then Vanessa did as she blinked her blue eyes at both of us.
Mother.
She gulped and blinked rapidly.
What are you doing? You know perfectly well what I'm doing, you foolish girl.
Theodora said, before she sat up and brushed a slick strand of hair out of her eyes.
I'm fucking Cole. But why?
Vanessa whined as she looked at me.
Come closer. Don't be afraid.
Theodora said as she beckoned toward her daughter.
I'm not afraid.
Vanessa snapped as she raised her chin.
It's fucking Cole. Why would you... With him? Ma! I apologize for my daughter.
Theo sighed as she turned to look at me.
She has her father's arrogance. You picked him for me because of his power, but after he impregnated me, I wanted nothing more to do with him. What?
It's fine. I've enjoyed her stubbornness. I don't remember asking you to make her for me, but she does delight me.
Thank you, my lord.
Theo bowed slightly to me.
I am glad she pleases you. Even if she is disappointing me at the moment. What the fuck are you both talking about? Mother, why are you fucking cold? This makes no sense. Why are you so dumb? I swear if you were any denser, you'd be a pretty piece of granite. What? Why are you speaking this way to me? Because you are a foolish and stubborn girl whose head is too big and full of air and rocks to come to the simplest and most obvious of conclusions. Why am I fucking Cole? Think hard, you beautiful idiot. Why did Cole, a man, come to our school? Why is he more powerful than anyone we've ever had at the academy? Why is every woman drawn to him? Why does he gain power at a rate unprecedented in Wicca history? You are my daughter, so you are a powerful Wiccan, but I want to smack the dumb out from between your ears right now.
Vanessa's mouth somehow opened wider, and she glanced from her mother to me. Then her eyes opened almost as wide as her mouth.
Finally. Cole is... No, He can't be.
Come closer, Vanessa. I said, with a coy smile, as I raised my hand to her and beckoned with a finger.
I'm not sure.
She hesitated as she chewed on her bottom lip. What are you unsure of? I asked as I stared at the beautiful Wicca from head to toe. You know the extent of my power, don't you? I know you can feel it deep in your bones.
I know I feel something,
Vanessa said slowly, and when she looked at her mother, a mask of realization crept upon her face.
But it can't be. Yes. Cole is Satan reborn, the Dark Lord of all existence, the one I said would one day arrive to usher in a new dawn for Wicca kind. Look deep in your heart, daughter. You know it to be true. You recognize the presence of our master. Now get on your knees and beg for his forgiveness. Beg for him to forgive how you've treated him during a stay here. Beg for his mercy, you dumb bitch. Oh, unholy hell.
Vanessa breathed, but then her face paled even further before she quickly dropped down on her knees and bowed her head to the floor in front of me.
My lord, please forgive me for my past transgressions. If I had known who you were, I would not have treated you as I have. I throw myself at your mercy, Dark Lord. Please, my master, I'm so sorry.
You are forgiven. I've always enjoyed your personality.
Thank you, Satan.
Vanessa whined as she somehow shrunk lower on the ground.
Thank you again for your mercy. Again, I apologize for... He's forgiven you. Now stop whining and rise up so that I can present you to him properly. Yes, Mother.
Vanessa raised her head and looked at me.
As long as it pleases our Dark Master.
Yes. Obey your mother and stand. I want to see all of you.
Are you sure, my lord?
Vanessa asked before she cleared her throat. Stop overthinking it. I smirked. Vanessa stood up and put her hands at her side. She stood, stiff as a board, and her blue eyes were wide with equal parts awe and terror.
Isn't she beautiful?
Yes. She is gorgeous. I've always thought so.
Thank you, my lord.
Vanessa's cheeks turned red, but she still looked like a rabbit caught in a trap.
I still remember the words you whispered into my mind those many years ago. You said, make me another Theodora. You'll only be able to make me a child every few years, but I will need more of my blood mixed with yours. I need another powerful and loyal Wicca womb to impregnate. Did I do well with her, my lord?
Yes. I growled as my eyes devoured Vanessa's clothed body.
Mother?
Vanessa whined as she bit her lip.
This is what you intended for me. It is such a high honor. Aren't you pleased, daughter? Yes.
Vanessa said, as she turned her blue eyes back to me.
Good. Now, daughter, remove your clothes so that our master can appraise your body. Now, in front of you. I've seen you naked before, and now I'm about to watch our Dark Master claim your body. Are you defiant? You would make a fool of me and your master. Take off your clothes, girl. I know you are dripping wet, thinking about Satan filling you with his cock. Stop being coy. You're about to take our master's penis deep inside of you. Then you will take a seed. Then you will make him a child. That is the entire point of your existence.
Vanessa's face scrunched up as if she wanted to say something defiant. But as she looked between her mother and me, I could see the cogs of her mind working their magic. Then she bit on her lip as she looked at me, and slowly her fingers found their way to her bodice. I quietly watched as Vanessa stripped naked, and I took a moment to relish in her sublime beauty. Her body shape was similar to her mother's, but just a touch more slender, and her skin was just as smooth and bright. Her breasts were full, and her nipples were swollen and perked a rosy pink. As I stared at her, she placed her hands against her flat stomach and looked down at her bare feet like she was too embarrassed to meet my gaze.
Dark Lord.
Vanessa breathed before she let down her long, dark hair.
Do I please you?
Look at me. I ordered, and when her clear blue eyes met mine, my groin burned with desire. I stared at her naked and slender body, and the longer I looked, the more I was itching to slide my cock deep inside her. You please me in a way words cannot describe. A fierce blush crept across Vanessa's cheeks before she took a step closer to me and then looked down at my full, erect cock. She licked her lips, and when she reached the foot of the bed, her blush grew 3 shades darker.
Kneel in front of your master. Yes, mother.
Vanessa went down on her knees in front of me, and her blue eyes focused on my throbbing erection. I turned to look at the headmistress, and a small smile spread across her beautiful face. Her eyes glittered with desire, and I knew she was ready for me to order Vanessa to pleasure me. I could feel the heat and desire radiating from both of the women, and I wanted to fuck both of them for as long as possible. I wanted to tease out their pleasure and agony for the entire night, so I figured I'd start by making love to each of them separately. Theodora, please take a seat over on the blue velvet chair. I want you to watch as I fuck Vanessa and make her one of mine.
Yes, my lord.
Theodora purred with a slight nod. I watched as the gorgeous headmistress strutted naked through the room, and desire swept across my body as she sat on the chair. Then she spread her legs for me, and I saw the pink lips of her pussy glisten with our combined juices. I studied her perfect form for a long moment before I turned my head and focused on the submissive Vanessa. It was strange to see her so vulnerable, and a part of me couldn't believe she was ready to become mine once and for all. Are you prepared to submit yourself to me both in body and soul?
More than anything, I live to serve your dark desires, master.
Why don't you show me just how yielding you are? I grinned as I laid my body back on the silk pillows.
What would you have me do first?
Vanessa asked, and a fervent, lustful light gleamed in her pale blue eyes as she stared at my cock.
I'll do anything.
Suck my cock. I want to see if you can put me all the way inside your mouth, right until I'm fucking the back of your throat. Do you think you can do that?
Yes, my lord. Anything for you.
My smile broadened as the professor slowly leaned forward, and not once did she break eye contact with me. When she was only a couple of inches away, her lips parted open, and a small smile tugged at the corners of her lips before she reached down and licked my cock from tip to balls. Fuck. I grunted before I tossed my head back. Your tongue already feels fucking fantastic.
I live to please you, my lord.
Vanessa moaned before she licked my rigid rod again. She continued to taste every inch of me, and she purred with satisfaction before she wrapped her lips around the tip of my cock. I groaned, and a long shiver ran down my body when she started to bob her head up and down along my slick shaft. Oh, shit. That's it. Don't stop.
You taste so good,
Vanessa said between sucks as her head moved up and down along my throbbing member. Yes. A deep groan rattled in my chest, and she gently gagged each time the tip of my pulsating cock scraped the back of her throat. But she continued to venture deeper and deeper. Then her blue eyes met mine, and they were glassy with desire and feral hunger. Vanessa moaned as she stared deeply into my eyes. Good girl. I grunted, and then I grabbed her dark hair, wove my fingers tightly through her strands, and moved her head faster. Now go quicker. Take me deeper down your throat. Vanessa replied by moving her tongue in expert motions along my shaft, and each time she wriggled her head down to my balls, I tossed back my head and began to thrust deeper inside her mouth. My grip around her long dark locks tightened, and then I bucked my hips with even more fervor. Vanessa groaned loudly as pre-cum and saliva dripped from the corner of her lips. I snapped my hips faster and faster, and each time I slid my cock deeper inside her warm, hungry mouth, I could feel myself nearing an explosive orgasm. My entire body trembled with desire, and the faster I moved, the deeper Vanessa took me. The feel of her soft, wet lips around the base of my cock made my body violently jerk upward, and when I could no longer hold back, I pushed hard into her mouth while I held her head firmly by her thick hair. "Drink it all, Vanessa," I growled as my release punched me in the stomach, and then I sprayed a bucket load of hot cum deep inside her throat. The professor gagged, but then she slurped and sucked like she was dying of thirst, and she continued to suck and drink all of my cum for a good minute. Then, when my balls gave the last spasm and she sucked out the final drop of my cream from my tip, I slowly released her head and slid out of her mouth. "Good girl," I sighed as she continued to lick my wet dick. "That was fucking amazing."
"Yes,"
Vanessa panted after she pulled herself away from my cock and licked her lips.
"I relished every moment, my lord. Thank you for pouring your seed into my mouth. Now I know what I was missing."
"You did exceptionally well." I smiled, and her eyes lit up with desire. "Are you ready?"
"Of course, my lord,"
she responded quickly, and then she climbed onto the mattress and spread her long, creamy legs so that I could see her slick pussy. She looked more than ready for me. "Excellent," I replied before I kneeled before her and slowly slipped a hand up her thigh. Her skin was soft and warm, and I continued to venture further toward her pussy, and then she started to breathe harder and faster. The closer I went, the more exhilarated I became, and when I slipped my finger deep inside her wet, hungry hole, she instantly gasped and tossed her head back. "I love your pussy." I started to plunge my finger in and out of her opening, and the faster and deeper I went, the more she began to squeal, sweat, and pant.
"Oh, Satan!"
She breathed as her breasts heaved up and down, and her cheeks deepened in color.
"Ugh, oh, your touch feels amazing."
"And how does this feel?" I chuckled before I slipped another finger deep inside her. "Do you like that?"
"Yes, my lord,"
Vanessa mewled as she spread her legs even wider for me.
"Don't stop. Please, it feels absolutely amazing."
"Or I wouldn't dare dream of stopping," I growled before I began to use my thumb to tease her throbbing clit. "Oh, you're so smooth and wet."
"Fuck, I hope it pleases you, master,"
Vanessa muttered before her eyes rolled into the back of her head.
"Your touch is even more incredible than I imagined. I can't get enough."
"Now just wait until my cock is deep inside you," I purred before I rubbed her smooth bottom lip with my other thumb. Then I kissed her deeply, and when I pulled away, her lips were quivering and parted wide open. "Will you scream for me as I fuck your brains out?"
"Yes. By Satan and the unholy pact, I will scream for you, I promise."
"Good," I said before I gently pulled my fingers out of her silky, sopping opening. "Then why don't you climb on top of me?"
"With pleasure, my lord,"
Vanessa gasped with wide, eager eyes.
"I'd love to ride you like I'd ride a wild stallion."
"So what are you waiting for? Get on top of me right now."
"Yes, my lord,"
Vanessa responded, and a sly smirk played across her full mouth. We quickly switched positions, and I adjusted myself on the pillows. Then I watched with hungry eyes as the dark-haired professor slowly placed both legs over my hips, and her bare pussy hovered over my tip. When we locked eyes with one another, she slowly lowered herself down onto my rigid cock, and both of us groaned with instant gratification as soon as the tip of my cock parted the lips of her pussy. "Oh, that's it," I growled when we were connected. Vanessa's eyes widened with amazement and pleasure, and she started to gently ride me. Sexy little moans escaped from her lips as my tip went deeper inside her sweltering tunnel, and she shuddered when I was balls deep inside her. Vanessa breathed before she began to bounce up and down.
Your cock feels absolutely wondrous. Co, your dick is so long and thick. It's rubbing everywhere inside of me. Fuck!
I groaned with pleasure, grabbed the sides of her slender hips, and began to guide her faster along my shaft. Blood rushed to my cock as the professor continued to fervently bounce up and down like her life depended on it, and I bit down on my lip and continued to marvel at her full breasts and swollen nipples. Then I reached up to pinch one of her rosy buds, and when I squeezed, she squealed with delight and moved her body even faster. Oh, fuck yes, do that, I ordered when she ground against my throbbing cock. Don't you dare fucking stop, or I'll be displeased. And you don't want that, do you?
No.
Vanessa gasped as her face reddened and sweat trickled in between her breasts.
Fuck, I think I'm close. My body feels like it's on fire.
Come for me, Vanessa. Come all over my cock.
Oh, Satan!
She whined, and then her entire body shuddered. Vanessa spasmed like her body was possessed, and her tunnel frantically squeezed and massaged my cock while her climax spiraled through her body. I pulled down on her hips and pushed my cock up into her tunnel as deep as I could go. And then I just stayed there while she climaxed around me. Then, after what felt like 5 minutes of her ecstasy, she slowly came down on her peak and collapsed on my chest.
Oh, Satan. That was... wow.
Oh, if you like that, then I've got something else to show you. I growled as I stared deeply into her blue eyes. Will you obey me?
Yes.
Vanessa grunted as she began to rock back and forth on my cock again.
Just tell me what to do, and I'll do it. I swear to you, Dark Lord, I'm your humble servant.
Then slowly climb off and get down on your fucking knees. I want you down on all fours, and then I promise I will fuck you senseless. Vanessa smiled through her erratic breathing and slowly but gracefully slipped off my titanium pole. I watched as she carefully got down on all fours on the bed, and when she was ready for me, I started to rub my throbbing tip along her swollen, glistening folds.
Oh, please fuck me, my lord.
Vanessa begged as she arched her back even lower.
I'm ready for you. I'm ready for you to plant your dark and unholy seed in my womb.
As you wish, I replied, before I slid into her slick, pulsating opening. Fuck. Vanessa's hot, wet walls clamped around my cock and squeezed each time I prodded deeper inside her. The sexy professor grunted and moaned as I bucked my hips against her skin, and when I ventured deeper, she arched her back deeper like an animal in heat. Her skin was hot to the touch, and she lifted her head and screamed when my balls banged along her skin.
I'm so wet. Oh, Satan, now I see what the fuss is all about. I can barely think or speak. She's experiencing pure ecstasy.
Theodora purred as she stared at the two of us with hungry eyes.
She's on an entirely different plane.
Vanessa's entire body jerked forward as I thrust deeper and harder inside her sopping, sweltering cavern. She screamed out in pleasure as I picked up the pace, and each time I ventured deeper, she screamed and begged louder.
Yes, yes, yes!
Fuck! I grunted as she struggled to remain steady and on all fours. Oh, you're so tight, and you're dripping all over me.
I can't breathe.
Vanessa gasped in between long and ragged breaths.
I think I'm gonna come again.
So come, I ordered after a couple of more thrusts. I'll come with you. Do you want me to fill you up?
Yes, yes, my lord.
Vanessa squealed as her walls tightly clamped around my cock, and her entire body trembled on all fours.
Please fill me up. Please give me your seat. Fuck, fuck, I'm coming, yes!
Vanessa tossed back her long hair and screamed before she came hard, and she begged for mercy as she cried out in ecstasy. My cock wildly twitched deep inside her cavern and exploded like a hot hose, and I groaned as her pussy walls gripped and sucked on my member as eagerly as her mouth had just a few minutes earlier. I released every drop of cream I could give her, and it felt like my soul was leaving my body and filling up her womb. Oh, fuck, I grunted when we both caught our breaths, and I gently pulled out of her tight hole.
That was absolutely incredible, my lord.
Vanessa panted and her entire body quivered as my creamy seed gushed out of her trembling pussy lips.
What would you have me do now?
Well, I want you to slip your fingers deep inside you, then lick them clean.
As you wish, my lord.
Vanessa grinned before she did what she was told. My blood pumped in my ears, and I could feel it rushing south as she slid her digits inside her abused cunt. Then my entire body pounded with desire as she slowly pulled her slick fingers out of her opening and sucked on the creamy residue. She moaned as she sawed her fingers in and out of her mouth until saliva was dripping down her chin. Good girl. Now, trade places with your mother. I want you to watch as I claim her body and make her mine again.
Yes, master.
Vanessa obediently nodded. I grinned as the two women did as they were told, and Theodora silently took her daughter's place on the bed. But I shifted her so she laid on her back before me. My cock twitched with desire as the headmistress spread her legs wide open for me, and I couldn't wait to be deep inside her hot tunnel. Theodora's lips instantly parted open, and she desperately sucked for air as I positioned myself on top of her. She locked eyes with me as I pressed my warm skin against hers, and without breaking contact, I slowly slid my thick rod deep inside her hungry pussy. She was already filled with my hot cum and soaking wet, so her body accepted my girth much easier than the first time I penetrated her. The two of us grunted with instant pleasure as I rocked my hips back and forth, and soon her legs were wrapped tightly around my waist. Her velvet walls instantly clenched tight around my throbbing member as I picked up the pace. So good! I growled as I started to move like an uncontrollable jackhammer, and the headmistress gasped and bucked against me. Her nails dug into my skin, and she tossed her head back and forth like she was being possessed by a demon.
Yes, yes, yes!
Theodora gasped as I prodded deeper and further inside her.
Your cock is so thick and long, master. I can't believe I've been deprived of it for so long.
Fuck! I growled as I snapped my hips forward and plowed deeper inside her. Then my tip scraped the edges of her cervix, and Theodora shrieked with desire as her whole body jerked upward. Oh, I'm so close, Theo.
Oh, when you come, I want you to explode deep inside my pussy, my lord.
The usually demure headmistress requested as I slammed balls deep inside her.
Would you grant me that honor again?
I promise to flood your womb. I grunted in between deep, hard thrusts.
Oh, Satan!
Theodora cried out, and her face was a deeper shade of red.
More, 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 please! Fuck me, master! Please give me your child!
I moved faster and harder inside her, and as my thick rod continued to slide in and out of her opening, I could feel her walls tightening and begging for more. I gave in to her deepest desires, and with each swift thrust, she moaned harder and dug her nails even deeper into my flesh. I bucked my hips faster and faster against her skin, and she screamed when I moved my fingers to her clit. She bit her lip and shut her eyes, and I could tell it took all her willpower to open them and look at me as I moved my body against hers. I continued to fuck her Wicca brains out as every nerve of mine ignited, and when I felt like I was close to a mind-blowing orgasm, she opened her mouth and gasped.
Oh, I think I'm gonna come.
She screamed loud enough for the entire castle to hear.
I can't hold back any longer. Yes! Fuck!
Come for me, come long and hard.
As you command, my lord.
Theodora gasped before her voice broke, and her entire body shook with fierce intensity.
Fuck! Come!
Her pussy walls violently clenched and unclenched around my cock, and right before I spurted a bucketload of cream deep inside her, I took a brief moment to look down at her as she fervently tossed her head in between the pillows. Then my body violently trembled, and my head spun in circles as her velvety walls sucked me dry and tried to squeeze every drop of cum I had to offer her.
Oh, Satan.
Theodora breathed a minute later as she went limp against the mattress, and she was covered in a light film of sweat.
That was absolutely incredible.
It certainly was. I sighed, and a thick stream of white cum seeped out of her bright red pussy when I pulled out. Damn, I filled you all the way up, just like you wanted.
Thank you, Dark One.
Theodora purred as she reached down to play with my spear. I took several deep breaths and tried to steady myself before placing my head down on the pillows and staring up at the spinning ceiling. Then, when I was ready to continue, I slowly sat up and stared at Vanessa. She sat cross-legged in front of us on the chair, and her eyes glittered with deep longing and lust. "Would you like to watch as your mother licks my cock completely clean?" I asked with a small smile. Vanessa slowly nodded in response, and without hesitation, Theodora sat up and hovered her mouth over my slick dick. I could tell she was eager to have a taste of me, and I couldn't wait to give in to her desires.
"May I touch you first, my lord?"
"You may."
"Thank you, master."
The headmistress smiled before she reached over and moved her hands up and down along my pulsating shaft.
You're already so hard.
"That's because I'm thinking about your warm, wet pussy." I chuckled as she continued to stroke my member. "I want you to ride me just like Vanessa did."
"Is that so?"
Theodora mewled before she leaned down and licked my cock from the tip down to my balls. An intense shiver ran down my spine and sent goosebumps coursing all over my body, and I tossed back my head and struggled to breathe as the headmistress wrapped her lips around my cock and then wriggled her head down to my balls. She slowly bobbed her head along my shaft, and each time my tip hit the back of her throat, she gently gagged but kept going. "Yes, just like that. Don't you dare stop, not until I fucking tell you to. Oh, fuck. Oh, your mouth feels incredible." Theodora groaned in response, and then started to move her tongue in different directions. She licked every inch of my dick, and I could tell by the way she was breathing and furiously moving that she needed every inch of me. As I fucked her throat repeatedly, I grew dangerously close to reaching an explosive orgasm. She moaned and sucked long and hard on my cock, and when I thought I was too close to a threshold, I decided she needed to ride me. Now. "Stop!" I ordered, and Theodora immediately did as she was told.
"Yes, my lord,"
she asked as she wiped the corners of her lips.
"Is something wrong?"
"Not in the slightest," I replied, before I reached over and brushed a long strand of hair out of her eyes. "I just decided I needed you to ride me right this instant, so climb on top and fuck me. That's an order."
"And it's an order I'd be happy to obey, master."
I watched with hungry eyes as she hovered over my throbbing tip, and I tossed back my head and grunted with immense pleasure when the headmistress slid onto my cock. "Vanessa," I groaned as I stared up at the ceiling. "Come over here."
"Yes, master."
Vanessa responded without delay.
"What would you have me do?"
"Kiss me while your mother rides my cock," I said in between grunts.
"Yes, my lord."
Vanessa wasted no time kissing me, and I pushed the fingers of my left hand into her tight pussy while my right hand guided Theodora's hip as she bounced on me. As my tongue danced with Vanessa, Theodora continued to rub up and down along my pulsating rod, and with each quick bounce, I could feel her walls tightening around my cock.
"Fuck, I can feel a fiery coil deep in my stomach. My entire body is shaking. I want to come from kissing you while you finger me."
"Not just yet," I ordered as I pulled back from her pussy, and I licked her juices off my lower lip. "Not until your mother and I are ready, understood?"
"Yes, my lord,"
Vanessa responded, even though her thighs were violently trembling.
"Unholy hell,"
Theodora panted as she started to bounce her body atop my shaft.
"Yes, oh, I'm so close, master."
I prodded deeper and bucked my hips faster, and when her walls clamped tighter around my cock, I could feel myself reaching an explosive threshold. "Fucking hell," I panted as my cock slid deeper inside her wet tunnel. "I'm going to come. I want you both to scream at the same time and come hard for me."
"Yes, master!"
The two women cried out in unison. Theodora's walls sucked and clenched around my shaft as I released a large, creamy load deep inside her wet, hot cunt. Meanwhile, Vanessa screamed and gasped as she spasmed against my hand, and I devoured her moans with my mouth.
"Oh, cool!"
Vanessa squealed after they had both climaxed.
"Fuck! Oh, that was absolutely amazing!"
The sound of our mingled panting echoed as both women climbed off me and nuzzled themselves into the crooks of my arms. At that moment, all I wanted was to close my eyes and drift into a deep sleep. My body was sore, but in the most pleasant way possible. And when Theodora and Vanessa sighed, I knew they felt the same way.
Are we a part of your coven now, Dark Lord?
Vanessa murmured as she nuzzled against my chest. Well, usually my women perform this ritual when they join me. I mused while I stroked a hand through the professor's hair. It's how they join the blood pact with me and become immortal.
I do not believe you need to resort to such things anymore, Master.
Theodora said as she propped herself up on her elbow and looked down at me.
You are the Dark One. You've not unlocked your full potential, but already your power is nearly incomprehensible to our minds. If you will for something to be, then it will be.
Let's see then. I muttered before I took a deep breath and looked deep into the headmistress's eyes. Theodora, you are both mine in body and soul. You shall not die as long as I am living, and you will devote your heart and life to serving me.
Yes, my lord.
She breathed, and a sudden wind swept through the room.
Did it work?
Vanessa whispered when everything settled, and she stared at her mother with wide eyes. Only one way to find out. I smirked before I leaned forward, pressed a kiss to Theodora's neck, and then bit down on her shoulder hard enough to draw blood. The headmistress gasped at the pain as I pulled away, but then we both looked down and watched as my bloody teeth marks slowly but surely faded from her skin.
It worked.
Theodora confirmed with a broad smile, and gratitude and adoration shone in her blue eyes.
Thank you, Master.
Oh, you are welcome, I replied before I turned to the second Wicca beside me. Do you wish for the same, Vanessa?
More than anything.
The previously sharp professor practically begged, and she bared her neck as she scooted closer. I repeated my declaration with the second dark-haired beauty, and a gust of wind swept through the room again. Then I bit Vanessa just because she seemed to want it so bad, and she mewled as I pulled away and licked the blood from my lips. Now? I purred as I looked at both women. I plan to fuck you both over and over again until the entire castle knows you're both mine.
Truly, my lord?
Vanessa asked as she pressed her nipples against my ribcage.
Would you claim us all over again?
Of course. I grinned as the two of them caressed my bare chest, and immediately the blood rushed down to my cock like a boiling river. I want both of you to bend over Theodora's desk and present your cum-filled pussies to me. I'm not done filling them, and I'm not going to be done until long after the sun rises.